beyond the political nonsense that we all have to struggle through the election season and all the negative campaign ads, and then following that, all the political analysis, and get to, hey, what can actually be done now since the election is over? And one of the things that we were talking about was education. But, John, what I really want to talk about, too, is how important it is to understand that voting, Election Day, was really only step one in the process of getting something done. What we really have to do now is be involved, and we have an advantage here in the state of Nevada where we're still a relatively small state. People can get involved. I mean, what would your message be to people who might look at the election results and say, ugh, how on earth are we going to do anything like education reform in this political climate in the legislature?
Well, let's remember that we live in a representative democracy, and your assembly person, your state assembly person, your state senator represents you in your state government in Carson City, which starts in the beginning of February and runs through the first week of June. And they're the ones that pass the laws and decide on the taxation and the rules and regulations that govern our state and govern many of our local government bodies, because the budget comes from the state and comes down through the system. So, with that in mind, you should be informed about what's happening, and obviously listening to the Kevin Wall program will help. And Nevada Policy's Legislative Affairs Director, Marcos Lopez, will be on once a week doing an update on what's happening. But the very best way to keep up on your basic fiscal conservative school choice issues is to go to NevadaPolicy.org and sign up for our email list, because we will be sending out email updates. And if you get used to going to NevadaPolicy.org, we will have our legislative tracker, which is right at the top. You click on it, and it tracks hundreds of bills. Now, literally thousands of bills are dropped, but we track them. We look at them all. We decide which ones fit into our goals, your goals. Again, back to fiscal conservative issues, back to school choice. And then we tell you where they're at in the process. Like, bill was dropped. Bill was heard by the assembly committee. Bill was passed out of committee, going before assembly for full vote. And then when it's issues that are our hot buttons, we will be sending emails to people to say, hey, your assembly person is about to vote or is considering this vote, or your state senator. Why don't you send them an email to tell them what you think? Because a few emails at the right moment to someone, a legislator who's considering their vote, can sway them. That's what they do. They represent you. And if 100 people send them an email, to them, that is a tidal wave. And so it's important. And we'll be there to help you to know when to do that and what's going on and keep you informed so you can make a good decision. And then take 2 minutes to send an email, and we will be telling you who your legislator is if you give us your address. We can do all that for you to keep it very simple.
Again, NevadaPolicy.org. John, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it today.
I love being here, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that people don't understand. I'm asked to talk to groups occasionally, and political groups and organizations and what have you, and one of the things that they'll ask me is, what can we do to actually make change, you know, aside from just voting? And I tell them, call your lawmaker. And everybody rolls their eyes like this is something that they've heard a million times. And I'm sure it is something that they've heard a million times, and they don't feel like it makes a difference. But after they all kind of collectively roll their eyes, I ask them, when was the last time you talked to your representative? When was the last time you personally picked up your phone or sent an email and spoke to your representative? And unfortunately, most people just don't really do that. And it does make a huge difference. We're not California yet, population-wise. We're not New York. We're not one of these big states. We're a state of, you know, roughly 3 million folks, and our lawmakers don't hear from people nearly enough. So it is true. A dozen, two dozen, you know, 100 people sending an email right before a vote has a very outsized influence in Nevada politics. Again, I am Michael Schaus. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall today. And thank you so much for listening. We're going to have a lot to talk about in the next couple of hours. We're going to have a pollster from Arizona come on, talk about the Arizona race and Nevada races. We're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about what's going on with Nancy Pelosi, because there should be, we should have confetti in here or something. She's no longer the speaker. She's stepping down from management role in the Democrat Party. It's going to be great. We've got a lot to cover, and we'll take some of your phone calls. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out what's happening out there on area roadways, a couple of incidents on the boulevard right now to look out for. Southbound Las Vegas Boulevard at Sahara, fender bender there. Southbound Las Vegas Boulevard at Main Street. Watch for a crash. It's at the Spaghetti Bowl there, US 95 southbound. That's at the 15 interchange on the right side. We're also seeing a lot of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound. One at the airport connector and eastbound at 215. That's at Gibson. And remember those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 northbound. That's between Blue Diamond Road and Tropicana.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app.
Tannehill drops, fires, got it complete to Hilliard at the 5. Hilliard into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Dontrell Hilliard!
The action on the Titans radio network, 27-17, the win over the Packers last night. Ryan Tannehill with 333 passing yards and a pair of touchdowns, out-dueling Aaron Rodgers. Tannehill, 22 of 27 passing. He was picked off once as the Titans won for the seventh time in 8 games. Meanwhile, Rodgers, 24 of 39 passing, 227 yards with a pair of touchdown passes to rookie Christian Watson. Green Bay with losses in 6 of 7. Baseball's MVPs have been announced. Yankee star Aaron Judge has taken the American League award, while Cardinals slugger Paul Goldschmidt is the winner of the National League. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Did you know Kohl's has early holiday deals on the top toys? It was a game changer for me. I got Kohl's Cash and all my kids' favorites, like Marvel must-haves starting at $11.99, Squishmallows for $25 and under, a Fisher-Price Dreamhouse for $49.99, and found so much more. Plus, you can take an extra 20% off or save even more with a Kohl's card. More gifts, more savings, more reasons to get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends November 19th. Toys. Coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dell Technologies Black Friday event has arrived with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 50% off select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back to Live and Local, normally with Kevin Wall. Kevin Wall is not here. You might notice that if you listen normally, I don't sound anything like him. I am Michael Schaus. I'm founder of Schaus Creative, LLC. ShausCreative.com is where you can find me on the interwebs. And we've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, I want your input on kind of some of the national things that's going on. Everything from the new investigation into Trump, because Democrats just can't let him be. They can't just step back. And, you know, it's one of those things. I really believe that everybody, people who love Trump and people who hate Trump, are getting so tired of it. So I don't know. I want to know what you think. Also, we will talk a little bit more about Nancy Pelosi and the today should be a national holiday, because this is when I learned that Nancy Pelosi is bowing out of her, you know, authority within the Democrat Party, so to speak, although I'm sure she'll still run things behind the scenes. But nonetheless, it was kind of fun news. That being said, we've got a lot of other things we want to talk about, too. So go ahead. Give us a call, 844-2-NEVADA. That is 844-263-8232 if you want to weigh in on the program. Before we get into some of the real juicy stuff, I want to get to a great story that I just saw on Twitter. Apparently, Twitter is not gone, by the way. I know Elon Musk bought it, and it was supposed to implode or burn or disappear or something, but it's still there, and it's still kicking. Apparently, Lieutenant Governor-elect Stavros Anthony is just really making me want to love him because he has proposed the elimination of all HOV lanes throughout the valley. And this is something that just warms my heart to hear a politician say, get rid of HOV lanes. We've seen HOV lanes all throughout the country as a supposed solution to rush hour traffic. And just on the face of it, it never made sense to me. Why would you, if you've got traffic congestion, why on earth would you shut down an entire lane of traffic and only allow a handful of people who meet certain special criteria to go through it? And it, I mean, okay, Jim, do you drive on the 15 lot? Do you think it makes a difference?
No, especially when they have these new rules after 10 p.m. Hey, anybody can use them. You don't need two people in there. But it's not busy after 10 p.m.
I don't need it after 10 p.m.
Exactly.
I need it at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm driving to work. It's and it's not just here. You know, I come from the state of Colorado, and when I grew up, there were significantly fewer people in the state of Colorado. So on the weekends, we would go skiing, and you could head up I-70, get into the ski resorts, and it was fine. Nowadays, it's so busy there that you're sitting in traffic for hours on a drive that used to take you 30 minutes. And what did they do? They put in an HOV lane. They did exactly what we did on the 15 here in Nevada. They said, oh, here's a way to fix it. And all they did was they cut down the flow of traffic by an entire lane. So the idea that Stavros Anthony is going to push hard for the elimination of HOV lanes is something that we should be celebrating. The only thing that would be more exciting than that would be if he said, hey, look, a lot of these rural roads out there, let's just ditch speed limits. Let's have Nevada create an autobahn just like they have in Germany. That's what we need. You know what? We're going to go ahead and go to the phones. I want to know what you guys think about this or anything else that is on your mind. Let's go to Victor. Victor, what are you thinking?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My comment would be, you know, HOV lanes. One thing, this is, okay, it's a selfish perspective and personal, but why are tractor trailers allowed to travel in the left lane? I grew up in the Midwest where it was illegal for a tractor trailer to travel on a highway in the far left lane. Just travel there. Now, they're allowed to use it to pass a vehicle.
Right.
But they're not allowed to stay there and travel there.
Yeah, that would make a far bigger difference than any HOV lane or you know, changing speed limits throughout rush hour or something. No, you're absolutely right. That is... Yeah, I don't know if anybody out there ever watched that show, The Grand Tour or Top Gear or something, but they always used to complain about lane discipline in the United States, people getting into the left lane and just hanging out, going slow. And semi-tractor trailers are among the worst offenders, and you're absolutely right. You drive in other parts of the country, and they're serious about, hey, no trucks in the left lane.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's absolutely
it's illegal
unless they are in the act of passing. And even then, there are stretches when you're driving through Utah and stuff, says no trucks in the left lane, period, even to pass. You're absolutely right. That would be a huge, huge step.
You know what? A side comment, what's ironic is the right-hand lane has become the passing lane.
It has. It has. This is something, you know, being the car guy that I am and having watched a lot of car shows throughout the years, other countries actually handle this better than freedom-loving America. So, like, in Germany, for example, the reason why the Autobahn works in Germany is because it is illegal to pass on the right. And so if you're in the left lane and somebody comes up behind you, you'll get a ticket if you don't get over to the right to let them go by. Here in the United States, you got all these trucks and slow folks hanging out in the left. So people try to pass in the right, and that's where everybody's merging. So this is how you get more and more accidents on the highway. Hey, Victor, I really appreciate the phone call. Thank you. You know, it is one of the we can keep on talking about this all day because traffic is one of those things that just drives me nuts. But yes, to see an elected official say, hey, let's get rid of the HOV. I mean, that's when I first moved here. I don't think we had the HOV. And I got to tell you, traffic has only gotten worse on the 15 since I've been here. Again, I want to know your thoughts. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. This is Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining and Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point Freezan's Carlos Mencia.
Friendship for a man is me going out with my buddy, and then he sees a beautiful woman across the bar, and he goes and hits on her.
He's a real down-to-earth guy.
Her fat, ugly friend Jabba the Hutt prowls out of some crack in the wall.
November 18th to the 20th.
I got enough tequila to make you look beautiful.
Tickets to the box office online at SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phones 702-797-8055.
Carlos Mencia at the showroom at South Point. 18 and over.
During the season of giving, it can be dangerously easy to give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina?
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info, but LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it on your behalf. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back to Live and Local. In for Kevin Wall, I am Michael Schaus, founder of Schaus Creative LLC, also former communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. I'm also a political columnist. I do all sorts of things. Apparently, I also rant quite a bit about traffic and traffic laws and what have you. And you know, we don't need to spend a whole lot of time on this because I got a bunch of other stuff that I want to talk about, including what the Republicans are going to do or not do in the House of Representatives. But yeah, I mean, In my ideal world of Nevada traffic, I think we would eliminate some traffic, a lot of traffic laws. For example, speed limits in a lot of rural Nevada. There's just, what are you going to hit between here and Pahrump? I would also enforce lane discipline, especially with semi tractor trailers, as one of our callers previously said. But I got to tell you, high up on the list has always been the elimination of the HOV lanes. So the fact that Lieutenant Governor-elect Stavros Anthony is talking about it, that just makes me happy. Good job, Stavros. Something that somebody else is talking about, I want to play a quick soundbite here, clip 5 if you want to get it ready. This is what Lombardo was talking about when he found out that he's going to be the governor-elect of the state of Nevada. One of the things he was hitting on really hard was exactly this, clip 5.
As your next governor, my administration will expand school choice and make school safety a priority.
This is one of those things that makes me so happy. Because if there was one lesson from, if we can all just go back a few years and remember when Terry McAuliffe lost to Glenn Youngkin, what was one of the reasons that that race went the way it went? Well, it was because McAuliffe and Democrats were saying, oh, no, parents cannot be trusted with education. Only our teacher unions should run education. And, well, we all saw how that ended up turning out. Youngkin is now governor in that state. And here we've got a governor-elect who's promising to do exactly the same thing, give you the parent control over your education. Now, regardless of what other policies might be on the table. I mean, I know that the legislative session is going to be full of things addressing, affordable housing. They're probably going to address minimum wage again. They're probably going to have some crazy stuff coming from the Democrats regarding, they might try to tackle gun control again. Democrats might try to push forward some form of gun control. But if we can have the Republicans talk about education, that could be such a big win on a policy front and on a political front. I like to remind folks in the limited government movement, if there was one example of big government in our life that is larger than any others, it would be the public school system. Think about that. I mean, take yourself out of the status quo for a second. Pretend that you are a complete and total alien, just arrived on this planet. You were told that the United States is this kind of small government world and, full of freedom and individual rights and everything. And then somebody explained to you our current public school system. Oh, here's how it works. Government takes money in the form of taxes, and then they run the entire education system. They are in charge of what curriculum is taught at every single public school. They fund every single public school. They even tell you which school you have to send your kid to. Public education is big government. If you ever hear somebody talk about big government, understand that the biggest government policy that we have in the United States has always been the public school system. And yet, as much as many Americans seem to love public or big government, this is one of the areas where the free market folks have been making like substantial progress within the last 10 years, 15 years. We've seen state after state after state start adopting more and more educational choice programs, whether that be charter schools or private school vouchers or opportunity scholarships or what have you. Why? How did that happen? How did that policy win happen? Well, it happened, I think, for two reasons. First of all, the communication, the PR, the marketing for school choice or educational freedom has been very good in the last decade. People who are talking about this policy are not talking about it like wonky economists. They're going out and talking to parents and saying, hey, don't you want this freedom? And people say, well, heck yeah, of course I do. But the other reason, and this is equally as important, is because at their heart, most people in the United States are not authoritarians. Most people in the United States don't want to be told what to do. I mean, I understand that we can all look at the left and say, boy, they really try to control everybody's life. And they really do try to control everybody's life. They want to control what you can say, how you should vote. I mean, there's a lot that they're trying to control. But look at the average leftist and think about what they're talking about. They're talking about things like, I just want control over my own body. These are people who, even if they're wrong, even if you think they're misguided, they're driven by this idea of, hey, I should be in control of my own life. Now, policy-wise, a lot of times they propose things that do the opposite. But what the school choice argument has really shown us is that when you start to engage people on ways that, you know, tangible things in their life, things that actually matter to them on a very personal level, they choose greater freedom. They don't choose greater government. They choose greater freedom. Look at what happened during the COVID years. I mean, yes, a lot of governments went very crazy. We all remember the paddle boarder out in the middle of the ocean by himself in California that got arrested. Okay, yeah, California's government went crazy and they tried to control everybody's life. But even in California, you had a kind of anti-mask life, an anti-mask community crop up. Even in places like San Francisco, you had businesses that refused to shut down. They said, no. This is our livelihood. We're going to keep doing it. So I really think that, you know, if you want to look on the optimistic side moving forward, regardless of what happens in politics, the nice thing is there's an opportunity there for policies and politics that push individual freedom if you can just connect it to people on a very personal level. Again, you know, feel free to call in 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. This is Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm I'm Wayne Allyn for Sage Digital. Sage is a local web design and website management company with offices in Henderson near the 215. It's simple. Alex and his brilliant creative team at Sage are the best. Is your current website company not meeting your expectations? Is your website stagnant? Are you waiting days for a return call? Are you getting no traffic and disappointing sales? Whether you need support on your existing website or need to redesign it or build it from scratch, Alex and his team have your solution. Ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one.